This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call!
So we want to know, ladies, what is something that you're, like, kind of self-conscious about or something that you worry about? And you're not sure if men even notice. 916-909-1065. 909-1065. And we're getting into this because we found a list that was posted on Reddit. And it's interesting and very debatable. But let's start off with Michaela. Good morning, Michaela. Michaela?
Good morning.
Good morning. So what is something that you are self-conscious about, but you're not even sure if men notice?
My hair.
Your hair on your head or your hair on your body?
The hair on my head.
Hair on your head. Now, what about it?
It's curly.
You're not sure if men, like, think weirdly about curly hair?
Yeah.
Okay, oh. Michaela, how old are you?
11.
11.
Okay, oh. Well, here's the thing.
Don't worry about what men think.
Sis, rock that curly hair. Anybody that doesn't like it,
right?
You are too good for them.
They can kick rocks.
Right.
All right?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you got it. What if we just created a core memory in a little girl?
I hope we did.
I hope we did, too.
I hope somebody, she meets a man and he's like, maybe like, what if you like flat ironed it?
Right.
And she goes, get out.
Right. Absolutely not.
Get out.
They don't call me Mighty Michaela for nothing.
Right.
The list that we have on here, though, is interesting. Hair does come up quite a bit.
Okay.
Specifically, body hair.
Okay.
Hairy legs.
Yeah, men care about that.
Men care about that.
Yeah.
Hairy armpits.
I think men mostly care about that.
Other areas.
I think that
that's a preference.
Very much have a preference one way or the other.
Right. Other things that are on this list. We did put this up on Facebook. Apparently, we got some really cute responses on Facebook. We'll get to that in a second. People seeing your house when it's not perfectly clean. A lot of people texted that into 909-1065.
I don't love it.
Your house.
It is rough for me. Now, at my new house, it's always clean, so that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But previous loving situations, not so much. So if somebody popped in unexpectedly, it was just like, oh, God.
Another one that's on this list, farts and burps. I don't mind burps. I do mind farts.
Yeah, I don't think we... Listen, toots happen, but...
Yeah, I'm not...
I prefer to keep them to myself.
I'm not speaking for all guys, but I think that's gross.
I think most men don't, though.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody texted into 909-1065, the peach fuzz on my face. I can tell you, from my perspective, I don't care about that.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
I feel like I care about it for other women.
Other women? Oh.
Like, when I see it, I'm just like, oh, let's dermaplane this.
No way, you pull it out and do it for them?
Well, it depends on who it is. Some people, yes. Like, I do it for my mom. God. I do it for my girlfriends. I go, listen, we got to get this off.
This is something for mothers.
Okay.
They're tummy pouches.
Yeah, that's hard to not think that men are just not noticing.
And it came up on this list, and I agree with it being on this list. I don't really care.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, as long as, like, you're somebody that, like, you can tell, like, I have tried really hard to, like, lose weight, but you just have that little pouch, no matter how much weight you've lost or something like that, that pouch is always there. I don't care. You're a mom, of course. Yeah, of course. That's what you did.
I'd go see Dr. House.
But even when, okay, all right. But anyway, though, what are some of the ones we got on Facebook?
So I'll tell you mine.
Okay.
Cellulite. Where do men stand on cellulite?
Kevin?
I don't mind it.
Really?
Yeah. I don't really notice
it. I feel like that.
I kind of do.
I feel like most men say they don't mind it and they hardly notice it.
I kind of do. Cellulite's so weird. I guess it's more, I'm intrigued by it.
Okay.
Because it's like, what is that? Like, we have fat. I have fat here and here and like, but like, cellulite's a very specific look.
I'm not exactly
sure. What's going on?
And it doesn't even seem to matter how big or small you are. Like,
yeah.
I know people that are larger, perfectly smooth legs.
Right.
And then people, I have a girlfriend that's like a big time runner, terrible cellulite.
I'm sure genetics are playing into that, though.
Well, sure.
You know, what's another one we got on
panty
Facebook?
Panty lines. Now, you and I have gone back and forth on panty lines.
Yeah.
Have you changed your stance? Because you used to say it doesn't matter.
I still don't think it matters that much, but there are, as like leggings have become just everywhere society.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I do notice it.
You notice it more now.
And I have to say, it's a better look when you don't see it. But I also recognize, just like with hair down there,
yeah,
it's your preference.
Well, of
some
course,
women hate thongs.
You have to take that out of it. Obviously, it's her preference.
Right.
And the last one is frizzy hair.
Frizzy hair. I mean, there are times where I don't even notice. You probably notice more than I
do. Yeah, I do. Just grab a comb. Every girl has a brush in their purse.
Okay. Keep the text messages coming in. Maybe we should do more of these because we got a lot of great ones we didn't even get to. 916-909-1065.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or?
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.